The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions. This is Marcus Aurelius Meditations, Book 4, Paragraph 6. These are natural and necessary results from creatures of this kind, and one who wants this to be otherwise wants the fig tree not to yield its acrid juice. And in general, remember this, that within a very little while both he and you will be dead, and a little after, not even your name nor his will be left. So, even though we were talking about death in the previous paragraph, the first sentence here is a non sequitur. These are natural and necessary results from creatures of this kind. What is he even talking about? So just to make sure I wasn't missing anything, I looked at my commentary, and the commentary did acknowledge that he's going to be switching topics now. For the next couple of paragraphs, he's going to be talking about how to deal with people. And by that, I mean people who are annoying, irritating, threatening, you know, all that bad stuff. So that's what he means when he says these are natural and necessary results from creatures of this kind. So I actually have a story from the trenches of being a high school teacher. I started teaching 11 years ago, and my first class was a class of 10th grade boys. And these were not just any old 10th grade boys. These were the worst behaved group of boys in the school, according to the testimony of the assistant principal and many other teachers. In fact, the boys claimed to have been responsible for their last teacher quitting, which is never a good sign. And another not good sign is when I asked in a faculty meeting, one of the, you know, other rabbis on faculty, I said, you know, what do you think the best solution is for dealing with these boys? He said, jokingly, I think, become an alcoholic. Okay, not encouraging. And these boys were indeed very, very, I mean, I've told war stories about them before. I use this in when I'm mentoring new teachers, because I learned a lot from them. But I'd say that there were a couple key insights that transformed my approach. And one of these key insights I call the storm insight. Okay, so it was, I think, in October. Okay, so we're 2 months into the school year. And again, it was just miserable every day. I could not control the class. You know, they were literally jumping off the walls, like literally like getting on top of the air conditioner or, you know, heater. And like, it was, you know, saving up their farts to deploy in class. It was, insulting each other in very vulgar way. It was 10th grade boys anyway. And I got very frustrated because, I did not know anything about classroom management. I mean, I knew about classroom management, but none of the techniques worked. And I would just get frustrated every day. So one day, and I think this actually hit me in the middle of class, I had a vision. Okay, not a prophetic vision, but I had a, I pictured myself standing outdoors at night during a hurricane. Okay, so you got to picture the scene. So the wind is howling, and the trees are blowing, and it's thunder and lightning, and I'm just standing there exposed to the forces of nature, and I ask myself, can I control the storm? Now, obviously, the answer is no, right? And what's going to happen if I believe that I can control the storm? So then I'm only going to be frustrated because the storm is going to be what it's going to be, and there's nothing I can do about it, okay? And if I resist that recognition and I think that I can control the storm, I'm just going to be inherently frustrated. So then I realize these are 10th grade boys, or more accurately, 10th grade animals. Right? They lack any sense of self-control, as was evident from the previous 2 months. You know, for me to expect a 10th grade boy to not be a 10th grade boy is the same thing as expecting a storm to not be a storm. And I'm just going to frustrate myself. So the first step I have to do is realize that these boys are going to act in accordance with their nature, and I have to change. I have to change my own reaction if I have any hope of managing this class. And then that's really what led to a series of decisions on my part and a series of other insights, which I won't go into now, that turned the classroom around. And in fact, you know, this is when I was still in graduate school. This is my final year of graduate school, and we had to have, as part of our master's degree program, we had to have mentors, from the faculty of the graduate school come in and observe us at different points in the year. So I had had my mentor, Dr. Feuerman and Dr. Sokolow, come in at the beginning of that year, in like late September. And then they came back in November. And I remember Dr. Feuerman said, I have never in my years of mentoring seen someone turn around such a horrible class. He said that I would have guessed that you, I mean, this wasn't his language, but he said, I would have guessed that you would have been doomed based on my first observation, but you managed to turn it around. And I definitely credit this insight to being one of the things that turned it around. So that's what I think he means. Aurelius means when he says these are natural and necessary results from creatures of this kind, and one who wants this to be otherwise wants the fig tree not to yield its acrid juice. I don't exactly know what the fig tree reference is here, but I think even if we don't understand this acrid juice reference, we can get the point, which is that fig trees will produce acrid juice. And if you just sit there being angry at your fig tree for producing the kind of juice that it produces by nature, so then you're just going to frustrate yourself. So too when people act in ways that are in accordance with their nature, you should expect them to do that. Like, you should expect them to do that. Now, again, this doesn't mean that you allow yourself to be trampled over. I'm not saying that this is the only way to manage a classroom or deal with people who are taking advantage of you in some way. There's obviously much more than that. But the first step is to realize that this being is acting in accordance with his nature. And for me to be angry about that is irrational. And so I have to like manage my own expectations in order to be able to take the next step of dealing productively. And I think this last point that he makes about remembering that both he and you will be dead. I mean, you could take that in the sense of before, Stoics' general approach to death. But I think one of the effects that this does is it makes it not personal. Like it takes the ego out of it because you're just going to be dead in many ways. And in terms of my experience in the classroom, one of the things that was the biggest obstacle was I was taking their misbehavior personally. And that's just not, again, that's just not reasonable. You don't take the fig tree personally when it makes acrid juice, or if there's an animal and it's acting like an animal, don't take it personally. Like that's what it does. It's an animal. Okay. So I think that's the general advice here. And the question is, how do you apply this to other people who are frustrating you or angering you? I think, again, the first step, I'm not saying this is the entire way to deal with it. The first step is to recognize this person is acting in accordance with their nature, and then move on from there. Okay, so again, I want to just thank the people who have contributed to the Patreon. Our first goal, again, is to recoup the costs that I've sunk into these podcasts and YouTube videos. And in order to do that, we need contributions reaching totaling $500. And we're up to $300 right now. So if you find value in the content I've been producing and you can contribute as low as $3 a month, then your money will go a long way to helping me produce more content. And I really, like I've said before, I really want to make more podcasts. I want to start a Tehillim podcast, a Tefillah podcast, a Rambam Bekius podcast, Hashkafa. But in order to do that, I need to recoup the cost that I've invested so far. Thank you.